I'm here with Abdul Berry, who owns Uncle Sam's Natural Food Store.
Hi, Danica.
So what exactly is the history of Uncle Sam's Natural Food Store, and how did you come about coming to it?
As I was told, Uncle Sam's health food store has been around since 1975. It used to be under name a series before. In 1987, it came to this existence where I am right now on 77 4th Street. And since at that time, store been here, and I took over 1995. And I've been running this business since 1995. It used to be two separate stores in a sense that it used to have a deli at that time. Vegetarian vegan deli.
Amazing. At that time,
yeah. And plus health food stores with the vitamins, supplements, greens, and bulk items in the back, just like we have still now, same thing. So I operated the deli part of it for about a year. And it wasn't, we were getting customers here and there, but not very busy or, you know, as a profitable at the time. So I decided to merge into one store as just a health food store with the groceries. So I took the deli part out, which I regret now.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Because right now is a niche. You know, everybody's into you know, the healthy food in a sense that has to have a restaurant or small deli, vegan food, which is the thing to go. But
prepared meals,
yeah, to take out. Their life is more busier now than it was back then.
Right.
You know, so and also prepared food and it's good food. Food, you know, right at the time, fresh food. And the soups, I forgot to mention the soups that we used to have, really nice everyday fresh soups. And another thing we used to have, a funny thing that would be, is that a customer would come and they ask for half a sandwich. Sunshine Burger, half a sandwich.
Oh.
So the lady who was preparing it, worker for me, she used to get very angry. She goes, what am I going to do with the other half of it?
Mm.
So I would tell her, leave it, I'll eat it. Yeah, this is the history of Uncle Sam at that time. So it's not new, evolved Uncle Sam. So we did some changes into the store, increased more supplements than we had it before, because I see a lot of demand for more supplements. And plus we have our own line. We do very well with our line, with Uncle Sam's products. So we've been working with the people. You know, they grow their own herbs and they formulate. And, you know, the raw material is good raw material, very trustable places where they get it from. So that's how we started with Uncle Sam. And I got into it from the health perspective, way that I wanted to open up my own business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I was looking for a business and I found this is a good business to be in. And then, you know, I further educated myself into the health and attend lot of lectures. And there are companies that we deal with. They are sending sales reps and giving you a lot of materials on the products itself. And you know, that's how we, on the Uncle Sam's Health Food Store.
And you had mentioned to me before about how your family has
Yeah, my grandfather actually in Pakistan. I grew up here. You know, I was started from junior high school in New York, but my grandfather started the business in Pakistan, and we still have run our own business. They run their business up there as natural medicines and herbs, and they started from scratch. And they have we have the company there. We supply all over in Asia.
Really?
Yeah. So it looks like it's in the blood.
Yeah, and it sounds like you use your knowledge. And when customers come in, you kind of give them that personal one-on-one advice.
Yeah, I'm not a naturopathic doctor, but I did study and, you know, attend a lot of lectures and courses and educate myself on the products and the herbs. And also being in a business for so long that, you know, you tend to know, get to know the experience. Yeah, so help the customer out and give them a free consultation. We don't give a medical advice. We are not a doctors. But from our health point of view, as herbs and supplements, yes, you know, we can help them out. And also from the food, a lot of people have a lot of allergies, so we do carry a lot of foods that's allergen-free food.
Mm.
So that's the...
Yeah, you seem to have a pretty loyal clientele, locals that come in.
I really appreciate the people that coming in, giving me a business, and we are in the local health food stores and the neighborhood store, and we are retaining the local customers. I think it's a personal touch and customer service. You know, we really pride ourselves with the customer service. We go beyond our way to help out the customers and also find the products for them if they really are in need. If they are not able to find it, you know, I go beyond my way to find the products for them. If I don't find it in my store, I would even call other health food stores. If they have the product, we send them to that location. So I think we complement each other rather than just, I say, the other places are competition.
Right. So, that you get weekly distributions from Capital Roots?
Yeah, Capital Roots been very good for us as a local produce. Mm-hmm. Before, I used to get a produce from Albert's Organic, and there was a strictly organic produce. It was a little bit more costly too, but in the environment that I am, I think can also affordability is the issue. So Capital Roots are very affordable produce and local from the local farmers, and they do deliver once a week for us. And sometimes if we ask them to come in twice a week, they would deliver twice a week, and it's working out very good. And their cause is very good, you know. They're the price point of view that everybody can afford it. And being a neighborhood store, people just want to come in quickly and grab something and go, rather than going somewhere else to buy a produce. So I think that's another good win situation for us. And I'm looking to even increase my produce section in the future.
How has it been with people coming in about the virus? You know, we're told so many options in terms of staying healthy, washing your hands, isolating, wearing a mask. What else can people do to stay healthy?
I think it's just one part of it. Once you isolate yourself, you are more vulnerable because you really need to be out there. But it's good to keep yourself away if you have cold or if you have symptoms. Washing hand is one part of it, but I think it's a good food. That's the key. And stay away from additives and preservatives. Especially those colors that they put in their foods, you know, yellow color and blue colors, which also causes a lot of asthmatic conditions, upper respiratory conditions, tons of sugars. There are different way or different names of the sugars they insert into the food, which common people don't even know the names. You know, the fructose corn syrup is one part of it, which most other people are aware of it. But there are so many other names they just hide and put those into the food, and that brings people's immune system down. So eat clean and good food and no additives, colors, preservatives, and also take some good supplements. Just a general multivitamins would be very good as a food-based multivitamins. Vitamin A and D, or cod liver oil, which has A and D, good for the immune system, especially fighting colds and viruses. Vitamin C is another thing that person should be taking every day.
Zinc,
yeah, they're talking about, the doctors are talking about now, but actually we've been talking about zinc all the time, and there are a lot of foods that has naturally occurring zinc. It's like pumpkin seeds. Mm. Pumpkin has a natural zinc in it, and there are a lot of other foods that has those the properties in them, so people can take and benefit, especially probiotics, the kombuchas that has natural probiotics for immune system. So, and also stress, people have to stop worrying about these things. Yeah, so once if you're under stress, your immune system
stress,
immune system goes down.
Fighting ourselves.
Uncle Sam's, especially, or other health food stores offer really it's a really good and clean food, non-GMO and hypoallergenic, biodegradable. So when you shop in local health food stores, you don't have to worry about all those additives and preservatives, and you don't have to worry about it that it's going to harm you, because we do the research for you, for a customer itself. Mm. And when we put product on the shelf, we want to make sure that it's non-GMO. We want to verify that it is organic. We want to verify that doesn't have sugars or even hidden sugars, so customer can confidently shop in health food stores without worrying and watching their back that, am I poisoning my kids by giving these foods? Sometime I have a customer, I remember a story that I said, what is it? She goes, it's not yours, I bought it from outside. I said, I know, I just wanted to see, don't know what it is. She goes, it's a baby food. So I said, you grab my cat food and compare it with your baby food and see what happens. And she did comparison with the neck-to-neck on the ingredients, and she found our cat food has much more natural ingredients without any preservatives than her baby food, all contained with preservatives and sugars, other juices, only maybe 1-2% food. And her eyes popped up and she said, you were right, I should throw that in the garbage. I said, yes. Yeah. Yeah. She said, I didn't even know. Thanks for letting me know all these additives and colors, what they do. I said, yeah. Yeah. So you're feeding your baby, especially just like it is a slow poison, I guess. That's where we have so many issues with obesity. We have so many issues with the depression, we have so many other chronic illnesses because of the food. You know, it says garbage in, garbage out. So if you put garbage in your hand, that's how you're going to put out. So you mentally, you're not clear because you're feeding yourself into your body all those toxins.
So no wonder we have all the problems.
We do have, yeah. Beside this pandemic that we are in, I mean, obesity and heart conditions, other diabetes, those are major concerns. And those are food-borne diseases. I mean, those are not just comes from outside. It's what you feed into your body.